Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Parker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Andy Bunker alongside JR from CBS Sports Radio. No Randy McMichael this week. He'll be back on Monday. Good morning to you, JR. How are you?
I'm great. How you feeling?
You know, I'm glad you asked that.
Uh-oh.
I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling okay.
I think I know why.
Why. There's a variety of reasons as to why I'm feeling, you know, not great, but not terrible. I'm just right here in the middle.
Oh.
I kind of feel like I often feel like on Tuesday mornings. Like Tuesdays are okay. But then you add a little bit to it. There was a crying baby all night last night.
Okay.
That was a little bit frustrating. I've got a wisdom tooth coming in for some reason.
Oh, no.
I got to get that out.
You got to get that ripped out your face.
But mostly the Braves scored two runs in two games last night. And I think a better way to put it is the Braves allowed one run in two games last night and still managed to lose one of the two games that they played last night. They've allowed three runs in the last three games that they've played, and they've lost two of them. And while this series is very important, as we talked about a lot yesterday, they're 100 games in, man. I think we just kind of know who these guys are. And we saw it again last night.
You said you feel kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that appropriate if you think about the Braves? That's just what it is. They're in the middle.
It's exactly what
like
they are.
What changed between our conversation yesterday and then what we saw yesterday afternoon and last night as they split? That's what they are. We might as well call them the split Braves. Like, they will split. They alternate.
That's a great question as far as what changed. They played 14 innings of baseball between when we signed off yesterday and now, right? And I guess maybe you feel better about Kyle Muller. He had a nice start.
Give him more starts.
And, yeah, for sure. Keep running him out there. But that didn't really change. I felt like that anyway. I got further confirmation that the offense is just going to be frustrating a lot of the time. But again, that's not new. I knew that.
Nope.
So I guess the answer to your question, JR, is nothing changed. They're literally exactly as far behind the Mets right now as they were yesterday. They gained a game and then gave a game back throughout the course of the day yesterday. They play again today. Charlie Morton will be on the mound. Who knows? Maybe today will be the last day we ever see Charlie Morton in a Braves uniform.
At this point, I say it should be. Like, what's going to happen at the end of this year? Like, even if you go to the postseason, what's going to happen? You can either bring Charlie Morton back for next year, or you can say, oh, well, you know what? If we can get another younger asset back, it's one thing to have a vet and know you can rely on him, but there's no guarantee that this is what he does next year. You're running the risk.
Yeah, there's no guarantee, especially with a guy who's getting up there in age like that. Obviously, he's been pitching really well throughout this season. The other thing is, if you really like covet Charlie Morton next season, because I remember Joe Patrick was on the show yesterday talking to us about, you know, one of the sneaky moves the Braves might be able to pull off before Friday instead of actually making a trade would be just extending Charlie Morton a contract for next season. If you really wanted Charlie Morton for next season, you could trade him and bring him back. Like, you could do
it
that.
Happens.
It happens occasionally.
It happens.
Yeah. If you were trying to get a return for him with your eye on him being a part of your rotation for next season, you could move him by Friday and then try to bring – but again, like
– I have all
– Charlie Morton being on this team has been nice. But, like, that is so far from the issue with what these guys are dealing with. And again, like, the issue for a lot of the season has been bullpen. The bullpen was fine yesterday. They pitched five innings between two games and gave up one run. I understand.
The back end, they couldn't score. That's just what it came down to.
Like, if you can only score two runs in two games, it's oftentimes you're not going to win either one of those
games. It's called DOA, dead on arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got no choice. You got no chance. I mean, between both games, okay, yeah, they split. But those were two bad games to watch. There was nothing fun about watching those games. Even if you want to take a look at the victory, I'm sorry. It wasn't like engaging, oh man, this is the best baseball of my life. No, it was tough.
The most exciting moment, I think, in game two was when Jesse Chavez came into the game with runners on first and third and no outs, struck out the first batter, and then got a double play to end the inning, and Freddie Freeman essentially did the splits. Like,
yeah.
Freddie Freeman lunged out to get the baseball and did the splits. They got the guy at first base, which is a feat of athleticism, and we tip our cap to Freddie. It was a nice play. The play Dansby made at the end of game one to wrap the thing up, the pick that he made and the double play that they pulled off. But, yeah, I mean, that's what you're talking about. The craziest thing of it all, and, again, this just gets back to knowing exactly who this team is, having seen it throughout the entire season, is the consistency since the All-Star break. Loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win. Every other game, loss. So today will probably be a win to keep that trend up.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they scored 15 runs on Saturday and then have come back and had an average of one run per game in the three games since then, and given up one run per game in the three games since then and still lost those games. Like, if you could have just, and I know this is silly
spread
and it doesn't
out.
Work like this, but yeah, like, if you could have just bottled up a little bit of that offense from Saturday used it last night, that would have been great.
I make that joke all of the time. You see teams put up enormous amounts of runs and you just go, hey, please, do us a favor. We know it's unlikely that you drop a football score every single day, but at least spread the runs out. I mean, I hate these seven-inning games. I get it. I understand it, pandemic, this or that. Yesterday, I was actually like, okay. And it was actually embarrassing in the second game. The New York Mets just, they threw out like a who's who of relievers. I mean, they had Familia, who used to close games. He's out there in the second inning. It was just, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, they threw a bullpen game at you, and for you not to be able to get at any of those guys. And give credit to the Mets. The bullpen pitched really well yesterday for them. But, yeah, in terms of those games.
Four hits.
A couple innings early, that's fine with me. Less innings of baseball from yesterday, that's fine. That's no big deal. Yeah,
all right.
I don't think we needed to see a lot more of that. And the Braves could have played in that second game. They could have played 20 innings instead of seven. They weren't going to score.
What were they going to move? I mean, they have
there was no
they
threat
had four
at all.
Hits in 7 innings. If they played a 20-inning game, what would you say to have six?
Yeah, sure, six. And,
okay.
and the offense just becomes so inept sometimes where it doesn't matter how long the game lasts for. They're just not going to be able to score any runs. So, you know, we find these little mile markers during seasons, and last night or yesterday was the 99th and 100th game. They're 49-51. That's a sample size, I think, that you can make a pretty decent assessment of who a team is off of. And yesterday's game, we talked about it yesterday with the weekend series. All of them are just further representations of who they are. And I don't know that they'll do anything by Friday. Maybe they will. I heard the morning show guys talking about Trey Turner. That would be fine. That, you know, it's not
nice.
It's not gonna sway the tide in such a way you're gonna go on a run.
There is no move.
Yeah.
There is no move that's gonna swing the tide for the Braves this season. There's nothing that's gonna happen.
It depends on what the tide is, though. Like, I think that
what's realistic.
Well, I just don't think that I agree with you about realistic. Like, I don't think that it's realistic to expect them to go out and make one of those big moves, like Chris Bryant or whoever, Joey Gallo, Nick Castellanos, mm-hmm. one of those types of guys that may or may not be moved by Friday also. But even if you got one of those guys, I mean, we're talking about just needing to scratch out another run per game and be an average offense. Like, you might be able to do that if you added one of those guys. The problem is, what does that mean long term? Okay, maybe you can make a run at the playoffs if you added one of those guys by the end of the season, mm-hmm. which would be fun. But your roster still isn't one of those that's going to be able to compete realistically in the playoffs.
Still an average squad.
And then the thing that I heard the guys this morning talking about, as far as if you were to make one of those moves, especially with like a Chris Bryant or something like that, you're bringing him here not as a rental for the remainder of this season.
Write a check.
The idea would be to bring them here and retain them. Well, we spoke, and you have more confidence about this than I do.
You got a guy you got to pay already.
We spoke yesterday about the Freddie Freeman situation. I mean, you're bringing in another guy that you're going to have that conversation with? Like, I'm already unconvinced that they're willing to do that with Freddie.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, so bringing in another guy to do the same thing with just doesn't make sense.
They would look like a clown show. They already look like a giant corporate entity that says this is what we have.
That's what they are.
On our budget. This is the line that we have for the Braves. It would be, well, you know what? I guess it would be the most corporate thing ever if they were to bring in someone else, say that we will pay them, and this is the guy that's supposed to replace Freddie Freeman. I just can't see that. I think at the end of the day, there would be too many upset Braves fans. You can't do that to the fans. Those are the people that you want to patronize your business. You can't do that. I wish there was a move that they could make, but there are too many moves that they have to make. You think about all of the unfortunate events that have already happened for the Braves this year, whether injury or other issues outside, away from the field. It's caught up.
Mm-hmm.
It's caught up. And you just can't fix that at the deadline.
Yeah, I agree with you. Again, I would be supportive of them trying to make a Jock Peterson-type move, a guy that just to get someone else in the lineup that might be able to give you a jolt occasionally.
Agreed.
I mean, you just have so much at the back end of your lineup right now that's producing nothing consistently. I mean, the bottom 6, 7, 8, 9, obviously, is the pitcher. You're just not getting anything from those guys on a consistent basis. Not to say that bringing in a Trey Turner or someone like that is going to fix everything, but at least it would be a little bit better. And then you're also thinking about trying to address issues that you're going to have next year. If you can add somebody that is a depth piece for your bench next year, because that's another, again,
minor moves.
We're so far away from being able to spend time complaining about Pablo Sandoval.
Oh, man.
There's so many other bigger problems.
Can we get rid of the...
That's something that you're going to need to deal with in the offseason as well. Like, you don't have a reasonable bat off the bench.
No.
And...
He's having too much fun. I'm sorry. I know he's a panda and all. He's having too much fun on the bench.
Like, what's the batting average have to be to justify putting a panda hat on and giving guys hugs every time they hit a home run?
I mean, he's...
You have to at least bat 100? Like, yeah.
Can he cross? Can he? I mean, he won't get there, but can he go over 200?
Get over the Mendoza line?
Please.
And then you can put a panda hat on and hug guys when they hit home runs?
You know, the average, we got team averages, which are like 230 now. Awful.
Oh, yeah. They gave up one run yesterday, and they didn't win both games. One run. They played two games. They allowed one run, and they split the games. Unbelievable. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear some of what the guys had to say after the game yesterday. JR filling in for Randy all week long. We'll also let you hear what Bruce Feldman spent his weekend doing.
You know, from what I was told by some Big 12 ADs over the weekend.
I mean, that's just a crazy weekend, hanging out, talking to Big 12 ADs. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get early bird savings now. Get over $3,000 in cash initiatives on heating and cooling systems from Reliable Heating and Air.
I do. You know, from what I was told by some Big 12 ADs over the weekend, that they feel like this had been in the works with Greg Sankey doing some projections and some models, and was told ESPN's right in the middle of it. And it's not surprising, just because, you know, they're going to be the ones who are running SEC networks. So obviously I think they have to be comfortable with what their new partners and what the landscape is going to be like. So I think that's a pretty obvious statement. It's just, I think the things we don't know now are, how far has this been in the works exactly? Because think about it in this context. Bob Bowlsby, the commissioner of the Big 12, was part of a smaller working group along with Greg Sankey where they were discussing the expansion of the CFP. And that had been going on for a while. So Bob Bowlsby's thinking one reality, and Greg Sankey is knowing that there's another one that he's basically not telling the guy across the table from him. I mean, that is a really interesting dynamic. And I think when you have the TV partners involved on that as it relates to the SEC and the footprint growing, I mean, that's a pretty crazy situation that kind of unfolded. And we just don't know how long it had really been in, you know, in the process of happening.
So that's longtime college football reporter Bruce Feldman yesterday with Dukes and Bell, kind of talking through the new information and the fallout of all of this stuff regarding Texas and Oklahoma. A couple really interesting points there. One of them being the speculation, but I think reasonable speculation, that ESPN was involved in,
of course,
encouraging Sankey and the SEC to go about doing this. We understand why they would be, but at some point somewhere, someone broke some rules. Like, in terms of going behind backs and having these conversations and breaking contracts with other schools and conferences and stuff like that. Like, there's going to be some lawyers.
You think we're going to have
involved.
A lawsuit? Well, I think whether, depending on how deep lawyers get involved, we know this, that the checks are still going to get written either way. Like, football, SEC, it's a media business. As much as we can have tailgates and go sit in the stadiums, we know the big money comes from television, so it makes all the sense in the world that ESPN would be involved to encourage this. Why? Because we get another asset. We get two more assets to have a part of our package, a part of our deal, and it's the same thing for the school. More exposure, more money.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Again, that's just one of those things where it makes sense when you hear it. At least I was like, oh, yeah, I could see that. But it's also one of those things that you know, you just don't hear about all that often. You and don't. It does feel a bit grimy. And then there's the other part of it with Bruce Feldman. And again, I'm not naive enough to think that the way things get done in college football is not grimy. I know that.
Ask the student athletes.
Right. No matter what aspect of it you're talking about, the recruiting side of it, the student athlete, nil, all of it. It's all so dirty. Luckily, football is amazing, so we just sort of overlook all of it, and we love our schools, and we watch these games because we love football. But the other side of it that he's talking about there of Greg Sankey sort of playing this Game of Thrones, like, behind the back. It was like the Red Wedding for the rest of the Big 12 earlier this week when, you know, they're working together, Bob Bowlesby and Greg Sankey, to get the college football playoff expanded to 12 games. Well, like, he's sitting there with him, and they're talking about
his soul.
Yeah, they're talking about expanding the playoffs, and he's getting text messages while they're talking, probably, about stealing his two biggest assets away from his conference. Like, again, I'm not naive to think that things like this don't happen in the business world. Like,
every day,
dog eat dog, and I get all that.
It'll make for a great book.
But damn. Yeah, somebody's going to write an incredible tell-all about this process.
Hey, it'll be fun. I'll read it.
I'll read it, too. I'll also watch it when Oklahoma and Texas are in the SEC. It sounds like that might happen as soon as next year. And Brett McMurphy, another college football writer who was on with John and Hugh this morning, talking about that process.
The thing to keep in mind, though, is, you know, right now everybody's saying all the right things. You know, we're going to stay in the conference through the 2024 season. We intend to keep our commitments, yada, yada, yada. However, as you guys know, we've gone through realignment several times in the past 10 years or so, and every time there's a school that leaves a league and has a couple more years in their contract, the lawyers get involved, they reach a settlement, and then they join the conference the next year. I still think Oklahoma, Texas will end up in the SEC next year. The only way they don't is if the Big 12 decides, look, we're gonna dig our feet in here, dig our heels in. We're going to force these guys to play the remaining 4 years in the Big 12. We don't care how much money we would have made if they would have left. We're going to make them play and be miserable for the next 4 years.
That's basically what it comes down to. Like, how stubborn do we want to be? Or how big is the check that the SEC is willing to write in order to settle this thing and move on? But to go from, because a week ago today, we didn't even know that this was in the process of happening. Now, obviously it was, but we didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about a vote later this week that'll basically allow these two schools into the SEC.
We know what that vote will look like.
13-1. It's going to be a 13-1
vote.
What's
up, A&M?
Yeah, A&M's going to, for posterity's sake, they're going to vote no, and good for them. Be stubborn. But the other stubborn part of it is the Big 12, and if they decide that they want to play this thing out, because it's going to be awkward even this year.
It is.
Oklahoma plays Oklahoma State. That's just going to be awkward. Like,
this is delaying the inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the money needs to come. Nobody's going to be in a forced arranged marriage for the next 4 years until a media agreement changes. Like, no. They'll get paid and we'll move on. Like, get it over with. We don't need to hear about this. I've been sick and tired of talking about Aaron Rodgers for 4 months.
He's showed up to Lambeau, by the way.
How about that?
Yeah, he just walked in. He's got a pretty cool shirt on.
What does it have a message on it? Is it one of those, you know, screw you guys, I do what I want?
It's remember the show The Office? Did you ever watch The Office?
I've seen a few episodes here or there.
It's like the old NBA Jam font and picture.
Yes.
And it's the character Kevin Malone from The Office as one member of the NBA Jam team. And then a big pot of chili is his teammate as the other NBA. Because there's a scene from The Office where Kevin spills his pot of chili, and Brian Bumgarner is that guy's name in real life. Good golfer, by the way. Him and Aaron Rodgers are friends.
I'm looking at the video of Aaron Rodgers arrive. They're tracking a guy like he's Bigfoot. Like he just came he came out the woods.
He was in the woods, wasn't he? He was in Montana.
He was at Lake Tahoe playing golf.
Tahoe.
That's not the, I mean, that's,
they got woods in Tahoe.
Yeah, I've ran. Have you ever ran up and down?
I have absolutely not run up and down.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds great.
I did a Tough Mudder out in Lake Tahoe.
Really?
Oh, yeah, fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, running through the woods, but I'm not Bigfoot.
I'm doing me and my brother signed up for a half marathon at Cloudland Canyon in December.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Not yet.
You going to get ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
I just woke up and ran the Tough Mudder. I didn't do anything.
Well, I don't have it like that.
Okay.
I got to train for months. Let's hear from Dansby Swanson after the game yesterday, talking about Kyle Muller.
He's throwing the ball great. I loved what he did today. I feel like when people got on, he kind of stepped his game up and made better pitches with people on base. And once again, that was, I feel like, the difference in the game. And people got on, he just kept making pitches and, got a few big flyouts and a few big strikeouts. So he's been great for us all year long, and hopefully that trend continues.
Yeah, Muller was solid yesterday. Went five innings, allowed four hits, no runs, three strikeouts and two walks, and got himself into a couple jams, but was able to work his way out of it. And then Matzik and Will Smith came in, and it wasn't easy, but Matzik made it look easy, but Will Smith didn't, as he always doesn't. And they got out of game one with a win, 2-0.
And then you lose nothing, please. Don't shuttle him back and forth. Let the man pitch.
Let him pitch every 5 days.
Please.
For the remainder of the season.
Yes.
You've got to see what you've got in all of these guys. I say the same thing about Bryce Wilson, who started game number two, wasn't great, but was able to work his way through it. And here's Brian Snitker on him.
Like I said, the time before, he got rained out. Next thing you know, I think we don't make enough of the fact that when these guys get off their routine, that's a big deal for a starting pitcher. And like I said, Bryce never offers any excuses. He owns up to everything.
That's what you're for.
And today, he knew he was going to start this and went through his regular routine. And I thought he did a really good job.
Man, when Snit has your back, Snit has your back, man.
It's like sunshine. He's he's like the sun. It doesn't matter how dark you are, how dark your day is, he brings the sunshine.
People forget his start got moved around a little bit because then he did go out on his rescheduled start and give up a whole bunch of runs in the first inning. But that's because his start got moved, JR. That's why yesterday on a normal schedule, he was able to pitch a little bit better. Now, it wasn't great, and he worked his way out of some jams as well. But the Braves gave up one run in two games and split the two games.
Yeah, give Luke a break. It's not like he blew the game. They didn't score anything.
Yeah, you can't blame that on Luke Jackson. I understand he gave up a run, but the bullpen gave up one run in five innings between two games.
Two seven-inning games.
Score a run or two. Like, do something offensively.
By accident.
Yeah. It's
terrible.
Not good. A couple Olympic notes here. Not great news. Naomi Osaka lost.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
In tennis, and Simone Biles withdrew from the team event. And if you've watched it at all over the last couple of days, she just kind of looked a little off.
The whole team.
And the expectation for Simone Biles, obviously, is through the roof. She's the greatest gymnast of all time. But she just looked a little weird. And then so she withdrew, and there was talk of injury. And now there's reports that it's more just mental fatigue. And she just, she wasn't feeling it. So
she's talked about that over the past as well. Just not necessarily feeling that she has the weight of the world. She actually put a post on Instagram, and she said as much. Like, hey, I know I perform at a high level, but there are times that I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important thing for people to think about and talk about and respect. I know that there's going to be reaction to it the way that there's reaction to everything. People are going to have silly hot takes and all that. But I got a lot of respect for somebody on that stage being willing to make that call and also admit it. Naomi Osaka did the same thing.
Mental health.
Last month at Wimbledon. Yeah. Yeah.
People demonize it sometimes because it's not as obvious as, oh, someone sprained their ankle. But hey, your brain makes everything else move and work. You should probably work on that. It's very important.
When I like Kevin Love and who's the tight end for the Falcons? Hayden Hurst. There are so many athletes publicly right now that are willing to discuss these issues, which is great. And you know, hopefully she's able to do some of the individual stuff and medal, because we know she's the best. It's just when you're not mentally your best, you can't physically be your best, like you said.
And money doesn't wash away your problems.
No. You can be the richest person in the world. We'll come back and get to a big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, 92.9 The Game welcomes AEG Presents and Concerts West as they present the Rolling Stones No Filter 2021 North American Tour. The Rolling Stones are back. The No Filter Tour returns to Atlanta on November 11th, 2021 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets are on sale now, and be listening to 92.9 The Game all week long for your chance to win tickets to see the Rolling Stones. JR, we have an official statement from Greg Sankey and the SEC regarding Oklahoma and Texas. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear what this is.
Should I read it aloud to the class? Here we go. The University of Oklahoma and the University of Texas, two esteemed academic institutions with storied athletic programs, today submitted formal requests for invitations to become members of the Southeastern Conference in 2025. While the SEC has not proactively sought new members, that's fun. That's a good one. We will pursue significant change when there is a clear consensus among our members that such actions will further enrich the experiences of our student athletes and lead to greater academic and athletic achievement across our campuses. The presidents and chancellors of the SEC in their capacity as the conference's chief executive officers will consider these requests in the near future, I think Thursday. Per the bylaws of the SEC, a vote of at least 3/4 of the SEC's 14 members, so 11, is required to extend an invitation for membership.
This is the worst part about college athletics, is that we got to cut through all of the legalities and all of the BS. It's we know what it is. Like, why we have to hide behind these statements? Like, we know what's going on.
I do get a kick out of the one part of it that was, what did he say? While the SEC has not proactively sought new members.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. This is all a shock to everyone. This all started last Wednesday, too, Greg Sankey.
This is like an attractive woman that approaches a married man at a bar, at anywhere. And then the man goes, I didn't ask her to come over. I just, you know, it's no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in this scenario, that dude has been secretly sleeping with that woman for about a year now.
Oh, wow. You took it. You filled in all the blanks.
Yeah. So did he. All right. Let's get to Brian and a big deal, small deal, no deal. We're 15 minutes away from an NFL no huddle.
And now 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelers in Buckhead or Alpharetta, online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Brian. Yeah. Anytime anyone associated with college football uses that phrase, they're basically greasing the tracks to break the rules.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Yeah, with the rapidly changing landscape of college athletics, it's hard to say, but I'm probably about to do something that I'm not supposed to do.
It's about to go down.
Yeah, I love it. That's the phrase of the offseason so far. Well, with the rapid, you know, things are changing so quickly. How can we possibly know what's going to happen next? Well, then you say whatever you want. Yeah.
Evil supervillain type stuff.
King is behind. Schoonmaker is above her in lane four with a slight lead. And then you've got
Jacoby
up there in lane three.
Challenging
Schoonmaker. We've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her career. And Lydia Jacoby is going to win gold for the United States.
That's a big deal. Come on, do they even have one Olympic-sized swimming pool in the state?
In fact, they do. Only one.
That's yeah, it.
Only and one.
She's 17 years old. You got to give her all the credit in the world. Come on.
Yeah, it was cool, too. They had a video stream set up at her high school because she's in high school and showed all the kids there watching in the auditorium, and they just went nuts.
They lost it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
She's tracking the person that was in front of her down, and everyone's going crazy. Yeah, it's a really big deal.
Yeah, this ain't ice fishing. This is Olympic swimming. Come on.
They're excellent. They got plenty of ice fishing up there in Alaska, that's for sure. Olympic-sized ice fishing pools all over the place. She doesn't even train on an Olympic-sized pool. That's the craziest part. And she still won the damn thing last night, so good for her.
Yes.
That's true. A good point.
There'll be a pickup. Well, I mean, the way things are going up there with all of that water, they may not have to pay for one. Go out there. Oh, well, the Earth is kind of doing that for them.
Yeah, hopefully everyone in Alaska can swim as well as she can.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. Weird NBA trade that went down yesterday. Mets just sent Nils Valanciunas and the number 17 and 51 picks that are coming draft on Thursday. To New Orleans for Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe, and 2021 picks number 10 and 40, and in 2022 protected first-round pick.
That's a big deal. I mean, primarily it's a big deal if your name is Ja Morant. I mean, you went from Valanciunas, and now you got to look at, Steven Adams? And then you got to think about the draft picks, but who cares about that? You want to think about tangible talent who can actually do work right now. That's a big deal. Ja Morant, I wouldn't be upset if this guy in a few years was just like, come on, I love it here, but...
Yeah. No, I'm with you. That was where my mind went to, was about Ja and what teams do when trying to retain talent like him. I mean, you have to be doing everything you can to put guys around him that make him want to stay there. And this doesn't feel like that. I mean, unless he's a really big Eric Bledsoe fan or something like that. But that doesn't add up to me. The other thing about it that's interesting, too, from a Pelicans perspective, is this frees up the money if they wanted to. Whatever Lonzo Ball is offered on the open market, they could match it. They can match the offer now because they've got some money because of this. So if they're looking to retain the core that they have, and they've got a pretty good amount of talent in New Orleans, they just had a lot of injuries last year. And
it's still a question. I feel like we're still on the clock as to when Zion goes. So when does Ingram go?
I agree. I'm with you. Like I think that, yeah. And also, even if they retain all those guys, what are they?
Nothing.
Maybe a playoff team?
One and bounce.
Right. So from that perspective, big picture perspective, championship aspiration perspective, it's not a big deal at all. But they gave themselves the opportunity to maybe retain Lonzo Ball, and the Grizzlies doesn't look like a smart play in terms of the long-term future of Ja Morant.
Nope.
They were the same draft, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ja might stay longer. I think Zion has a little bit more pull at the end of the day if he ever does want to force a situation. I mean, we heard from his family a few months ago, and it was just a matter of he hasn't been happy.
Right.
Like, they're already greasing the skids.
Exactly.
They've been greased since he was drafted.
Yep, I think that's right. I think Zion probably goes first. Because the thing about it is, the amount of money that teams can give you when they've drafted you in that first contract, that max deal that they can give you, is significantly more than you can get someplace else. So I wouldn't be surprised if Ja Morant signs that deal in Memphis and then after a while ends
Price
up going
foul.
Someplace else.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Zion's going to sign that first deal in New Orleans. Like, they're already talking about, like you said, they're planting those little seeds of, we're not happy here. So then later on, it's easier to put
to
publicly
bounce.
Out there that you want to be gone. Yeah.
Well, you know how it goes. He's going to sign the contract and then ask for the
Right, because then
you get the contract.
Right. Then you bring the bird rights with you. And
yeah. Lillard's been around. He's 31 years old right now. He signed a deal that doesn't even start until this year.
Right.
And he's already, hey, he might want to go.
Right. No, that's absolutely right. The contract signing in the NBA means basically nothing.
It gives you security.
Yeah.
And it also gives you leverage when you want to bounce.
Exactly. But when you want to leave, they'll find a way to get you, because if a star wants to get traded, a star is going to get traded. All right. Dave Archer is going to join us in about half an hour, talk some Falcons football. We've got an NFL No Huddle coming up next as well, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.